Hello and welcome to the Midweek Cimmerian Show. We're back for the 2016-17 season, and tonight we'll be looking ahead to Saturday's Betfred Cup tie away to Livingston and the upcoming league campaign. We'll also hear from David Clarkson and Stephen Mallon and find out how pre-season has gone for them so far. But first, we caught up with manager Alex Ray after Saturday's win over Stenhouse Muir at Oakleview.
Good workout, was that?
Yep, absolutely. I think that was Denny's fifth pre-season game. And you could see it early on, and at the half-time stage we decided that, you know, we needed to get a wee bit more intensity to our play. It was very laboured, and partly that is down to where we are in the pre-season programme. But it's our job to try and continue to push the players, and we got an intensity which ultimately came for the two strikers pressing the ball, which gives your midfield impetus, and then obviously your backline can get higher and engage with the opposition. So we need to be like that. We need to be playing with that kind of purpose like we did when we finished. And you look at Clarkson at the end there, you know, he's challenged 80 yards up the flank to chase down a left back. So we need that kind of desire throughout the team.
Are you pleased with the way Clarkson and Sutton have gelled together? They both scored two during the week there. Clarkson scored two today, set up Sutton. So are you pleased with how they're getting on together?
They seem to be striking up a nice little partnership. They've got a good understanding of where they want to be. They take up good areas, and it's bearing fruit in front of goal, you know. And I think that's pleasing. I think if you're a striker coming into a season and you manage to score goals in the pre-season friendlies, it can only bode well with a view to you know, the season starting, because you obviously get confidence from that.
Are you looking forward to the game next week against Livingston and getting back into the thick of it?
Listen, the thing is, we've got Airdrie at the stadium on Tuesday, because we need more minutes in the boys' legs. And we actually made a conscious decision at the start of the end of last season, but at the start of the summer, that we were only going to have three pre-season friendlies with a bounce game. So it was kind of effectively four games. And we knew that the cup competition would in some ways still be part of our pre-season, getting up to speed, and that will be the case just because we don't have many games. And the thinking behind it was, as we didn't want to play five friendly games and then four cup games before the season. We'd be playing nine games before we'd even kicked off the season, so we're trying to kind of gauge this properly. But with the same token, we have to respect the League Cup and the opposition we're playing in, so it's just really trying to get the balance. And we're always trying to push the boys for more and try to get a wee bit more structure to what we're trying to do. We'd had an hour and 20 minute meeting yesterday with a video analysis thing, and I can see it's painful for them, but it needs to be done. And then we've done a practical session, and when I look at the game today in terms of the structure, it was so much better than it was in midweek against Stirling. So, you know, it's a process, it's going to take time, and we just need to kind of continue to push the boys, and then hopefully when it comes match day, we're ready to rock and roll.
How are things going in terms of recruitment? Still looking to bring in another few?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking to bring in a minimum of three. We've got enough money for three, and we'll be looking to add. It's one of the issues we have at the moment. There's not a great influx of players available. There may well be one or two loan deals to be had somewhere due to the fact that the Premier League teams are kind of amongst it now, and so we've got some phone calls to make in the next couple of days, and maybe one or two additions before, you know, depending on what the availability is.
How frustrating can that be in terms of having to wait on things like that, especially when you want to get planning?
Well, the thing is, as I said earlier on to someone, there isn't a really great influx of players out there. I've really kind of taken back about the actual lack of players that I feel as if can actually take us forward. We've missed out on numerous targets that we were hoping to bring in, and just because of circumstances or finances or location, you know, whatever it was, we just couldn't get any of them over the line. So we're now at the stage where we always knew we were going to have to wait for one or two, maybe when they come on the loan market, and we just have to deal with it, because having spoken to other managers and coaches in the last couple of weeks, they're in a similar vein and everybody's the same. They're looking to add to their squad, and but we need to try and get to work in the next couple of days due to the fact that the League Cup starting next week.
St Mirren Radio. That was Alex Ray there. I'm joined in the studio today by Smyrn TV and radio producer James Hunter. James, thanks for joining us. We're going to discuss a little bit there about Alex Ray's comments. He says he wants more players, and he wants more, he wants more from the current players he has. What do you think Alex Ray is looking for?
I think he talks about the players having an intensity, and he likes them to be pressing the ball, pressing for 90 minutes. And I think it's obviously difficult not having that many pre-season games and just coming back. It's obviously hard to kind of get that at first. It's more about getting fitness and just getting the match fitness and getting games under your belt. So I think that's what he'll be looking at the season going through, is for them to be in people's faces and really, really going for things. And like you said, he's looking to bring in another couple of players. He mentioned in the interview there that he's looking to bring in a minimum of three. So, and you kind of, when you look at the squad, you look at how they played against Stenhouse Muir and stuff like that, you know the areas that kind of what needs strengthened. You know, I mean, what I think, he's got a very good nucleus, got very good spine in the team. There's just one or two things you need a bit more width, maybe need a bit more pace. And I think over the kind of coming weeks, they'll be looking to get some players in. But like he said, it's been difficult for him to get players in for whatever reason. You know, players that they might have been looking at last season with a view to coming in the summer had already signed contracts. St Mirren were kind of playing catch up a bit because they weren't safe until a late point of the season, and then maybe just not the quality that they were looking for, which is good because you don't want to just be adding players for the sake of adding players.
I know we'll talk about it maybe later on in the show, but the players he's added at the minute, you know, the likes of, you know, John Sutton, he's got Ben Gordon, all these players he's brought in. Do you see a different side to St Mirren, because you've been at some of the pre-season friendlies? Do you notice a different style of St Mirren's play from the pre-season friendlies to towards the end of maybe last season?
I don't necessarily think so, because I think last season it signed quite well in January, bringing in the likes of Gary Irvin and Rocco Quinn, and David Clarkson came in on loan before he signed permanently in the summer there. But I think there's a definite difference if you look at the team that St Mirren have now compared to what was there last season. I mean, you look at some of the players that were signed, I won't name names because that would be disrespectful, but you look at kind of where they were coming from, and they were younger players that maybe not played at this level, maybe not played a lot of first team football, and they were coming into it. The Championship is a notoriously tough league, so it's hard for players that have never really played at that level to just come in, whereas you've got seasoned pros there, the likes of Gary Irvin, who came in January, the likes of Rocco Quinn, John Sutton, been in the First Division before, and he's been in the Scottish Premiership for the last couple of years. Ben Gordon, who's been at Livingston and Alloa and Dumbarton, so he knows the league. So I think they've signed really well, and they know what they're looking for from players, and that bodes really well.
Now, of course, this weekend, St Mirren kick off the season against Livingston away in the Betfred Cup. It's a different format, but do you think it's a lot more difficult for teams to be thrown into competitive action this early on in the season?
Yeah, I think it kind of disturbs the whole pre-season. Alex Ray mentioned there, you don't want to play too many pre-season games and then have these four games coming up, because you'll tire the players out come August. You'll have played 10, 11 games, and the players are, you know, they're professional footballers, but that's going to take its toll on anyone, you know. So it's about balancing that, as he mentioned. So it's difficult because you're coming into games that you want to win from the off. It's like Scottish teams in European football. You look at Aberdeen last week against Fola Esch from Luxembourg. They struggled. Celtic last night, they got beat. Hearts as well in the first leg, they kind of toiled a little bit. They picked up in the second leg. But it shows you how notoriously difficult it is to be back this early and to be flung into games like that. So it's maybe the first game. This will be the case for Livingston as well, I'd imagine, is both of them, you know, will be looking to build up their fitness again rather than really going at it and, you know, being 100% fully fit and ready to win the game. They're both going to be, you know, they're still not going to be 100%.
Now, just a quick word on this before we look at the league campaign. St Mirren have got Livingston, Ayr United, Hamilton and Edinburgh City in their group for the Betfred Cup. Do you think realistically that they can escape that group and advance further onto the latter stages of the cup?
Yeah, I don't see why not. They're second seeds, aren't they? So I think they can beat Livingston on Saturday. It'll be a difficult game. You know, playing at Livingston last season was difficult. You know, they were always close games. in the one game that wasn't really close, Livingston kind of ran away with the win, you know. So that'll still be difficult. It'll be interesting to see what shape Livingston are in, having been relegated, and who they've lost player-wise and who they've brought in. Hamilton, you know, they've lost quite a few players. They lost Ziggy Gordon, they've lost Michael McGovern. Don't think they've really strengthened much. You know, they might struggle next season in the Premiership. So, you know, it's a chance to take a bit of a scalp there. That's a great team to kind of test where St Mirren are at the moment. Then you have Ayr United, who are obviously in this league. It's going to be the first home game at the Paisley 2021 of the season, so you want to kind of lay down a marker.
Of course, sorry, they're also in the league this season.
Yeah,
with
they're
us
in
as
the
well.
League as well. They came up through the playoffs, you know, so they'll have a point to prove, so it won't be easy. And then Edinburgh City, who nobody's really going to know how that's going to go. You would imagine St Mirren will obviously be the favourites, but it's one of those potential banana skins, you know. Edinburgh City will be a massive game for them, so we just have to wait and see. But I think, you know, Saints have got to look at that campaign and that group and think, you know, we can win this, and two, at the very least, we can be looking to qualify. That'll be the aim, obviously, and hopefully get a good cup run going and see who you get in the next round if you can. But I think there's got to be a bit of a positivity.
Now let's look ahead to the league campaign. I mean, it's going to be some championship next season, isn't it? You've got the likes of Dundee United, Hibs, Falkirk, Wraith, Ayr, Dunfermline. It's going to be a tough scrap between all teams. I mean, how do you see it panning out?
I actually think it looks more exciting this season than it did last season. I think there was obviously a bit people thought that Rangers would run away with it and Hibs would be close on their tail, and then Rangers did completely run away with it and Hibs maybe tailed off and Falkirk did really well. But, you know, you look at it and you think Dundee United, you know, they've lost a lot of players. They were really poor in the Premiership last season. So it's going to be interesting to see when they come down. They've got to build almost a new squad from scratch, and that won't be easy for them. So I can't imagine them running away with the league next season. Hibs, you know, they've signed Grant Holt. They've got Neil Lennon and his manager. That's obviously two big things for them, and they're looking to tie up Jason Cummins on a new contract. You know, they'll probably, I think they'll be the favourites, but I don't know if they'll be as strong as they were last season either. Falkirk, you know, it's going to be a big test for them. Was that just a really, really good campaign last season? How hard is it going to be to replicate that? You've got Dunfermline coming up, who are a big side. You know, they should at least be in the championship. You know, they get good crowds, and you know they'll be wanting to push up there. And then you've got the likes of Queen of the South in the league again. Ayr coming up. You know, they might struggle, they might not. You know, they'll be wanting to prove to everybody that they deserve to be in the league. So really looking forward to it. I think it'll be really exciting.
And if it is really exciting and it gets to the last four games of the season, that's going to be, I mean, it's some running. You get Falkirk away, Dundee United away, Wraith at home, Hibs away. I mean, that's some way to end the season. You look at the season just past. I mean, St Mirren had a really, really tough run-in. I mean, that is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, you couldn't have asked for a harder run-in, but it'll be a good test of where Saints are at and Saints' character, you know. I don't think it's... The playoffs will probably be the target, and getting up will be the target, I'd imagine. I don't know. But that's the best test of you. Of where you're at, you know. It's four really tough games. You know, you want to win the home game against Wraith Rovers. You don't know what Wraith Rovers are going to be like this season under Gary Locke. They obviously had a good season where they got to the playoffs last year, so maybe do that again. So it's going to be a really tough run-in, but one that the Saints should relish, because it's four big games, and it's probably a bit easier to get up for bigger games, you would imagine.
And again, there's nothing bigger than a Renfrewshire derby opening the season, is there?
No, that was absolutely massive when the fixtures were announced and you saw that it was going to be a Renfrewshire derby. That was just incredible. You know, there's already going to be quite a lot of excitement, you'd imagine, throughout the club with the signings that have been brought in, and the way that the season ended last season and the way Alex Ray's kind of turned form around. So, you know, there's the excitement on that end. So, you know, what a way to start off. You think maybe pack out the stadium and good numbers there, and you know, set down a marker for the season, and that would be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, as Saturday's game approaches, we spoke to midfielder Stevie Mallon, who scored 14 goals last season, about the upcoming campaign, how pre-season has gone so far, and looking ahead to the game against Livingston.
How's pre-season going for you?
Yeah, it's been going really great. All the boys are working hard and stuff. Since day one, I've just kind of been doing well. I've just looking fit and sharp, and yeah, it's good to get a few games under our belt. Obviously, going into Livy on Saturday, and all the boys are looking forward to it.
It's a bit of a happy hunting ground for you, the Tony McIlwain Arena. You scored twice there last season. We won both games. Are you looking forward to getting back into competitive action?
Yeah, obviously looking forward to it. I've scored a couple of goals there, and we've always had hard games when we went to Livy, so obviously all the boys are expecting a tough game, but just kind of obviously looking forward to getting into the competitive matches, especially in the Cup as well. We've got a few hard games coming up, so yeah, all the boys are kind of looking forward to it, and I think it'll be a good game.
How's it been working with the gaffer and Faz during pre-season? Because obviously they came in halfway through the season last year, so what's it been like having a pre-season under them?
Yeah, it's been good. They've kind of come in straight away and kind of implemented how they want to play, the kind of shape they want to do, and how they want to kind of play in the match. So yeah, they've kind of got a few weeks under their belt, rather than just been kind of flung in the deep end like in the last season. So yeah, it's kind of been good to know how they want to play, and all the boys are kind of clued in. And so if MD's kind of not doing their job right, it's only themselves to blame, because they've showed us how they want to play, and I think all the boys kind of know what they're doing.
How's it been to get to know some of the new players in the squad, like Kyle Hutton, who you might be playing next to in the middle of the park?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, the new boys have come in and done well. They're all looking kind of sharp as well. And there's no the team's obviously got a few of the boys coming, like Sutty and Hudson. That. So yeah, it's kind of good from kind of add to the squad, and the gaff obviously wants to bring in a few other boys. So they're kind of looking to forward to see who they kind of look to bring in, and just to kind of add to the squad and kick on for this season.
Are you looking forward to the season? Because obviously we know Rangers went up, but Hibs stayed down. Falkirk are still here. Dundee United have come down. An exciting league.
Yeah, it's a very exciting league. Obviously, the couple of them coming down, Dundee United, and that would be a good team to play against. And obviously, Dunfermline, there's been a lot of talk about them. They've come up and they've done very well, kind of ran away with the league last season. So yeah, I'd say maybe tougher this season than it was last season, because of the kind of the teams that are in it just now, and it would be a lot tougher trying to get that top four spot. But I think it's an achievement we could hopefully get, and yeah, really looking forward to this season.
Have you set yourself any targets? I know you had a really good season last season. You just kind of looking to emulate that, or have you set any specific targets?
No, I've obviously just looking to get around about that kind of 15 goal mark as I tried to get last season. I was kind of one shy, but yeah, roughly about the same. Just try and stay in the team every week, try and do as much as I can, help support the strikers and that. Obviously, I take a lot of the set pieces, so just try to get as many assists as possible, and obviously try and get myself a few goals as well.
Yeah, that was Stevie Mallon there, and as he mentioned, he scored both goals at the Tony Macaroni Arena last season. He'll be brimming with confidence, as we know, James. So, what can Stevie Mallon bring this season that he didn't bring last season?
I don't know. I think the things that he brought last season will be really important again. You know, to have somebody from the midfield who scored 14 goals was huge. They'll probably be with the strikers brought in. They'll probably be less of a reliance on needing the goals from midfield, but you know, he's got his set piece delivery, he takes corners, his free kicks. You know, we saw how many times he scored free kicks last season. You know, he's deadly from those situations, so he'll bring that again. And I think, like you said, he'll be brimming with confidence ahead of the game on Saturday. You know, he's having scored there twice last season, in both the games there. You know, that's just the kind of player he is, and he'll be really looking forward to it. And I think he'll link up well in the midfield with Kyle Hutton and Rocco Quinn.
Now, of course, Stevie Mallon was such a talisman last season, but at times I think, even Alex Ray will say, he'd been trying to nurture him, maybe mature him a lot more. Do you think if he's been nurtured a lot better maybe this season, that he can maybe blossom a lot more, and he can offer, as much as he can offer goals and attacking threat, he can also maybe do the dirty work at the back and having to cut out, you know, play from the opposition or whatnot?
Yeah, and that's what Alex Ray as a manager can bring to him. Alex Ray played in that position as well, and it's a great person to learn off, and it would really take young Mallon's career off. You know, he's done really well and scoring all the goals that he did last season, but like you say, there's more to it. There's more that you can do in and around the pitch, and like you say, doing the dirty work, and that's something that'll be good for him to kind of to learn and to, you know, to actually contribute that bit more to the team.
Because he is a really good player, and you just want Malin to become the all round player that we know that he can be. If you know, if he dominates that midfield and he can be, you know, like a star that can go forward and back, I'm sure Alex Ray will really want to see that.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, and I think, you know, we'll get to see that over the coming weeks and the coming months even, and we'll see how much Alex Ray's influence has had on Stevie.
Now, another player who you'd believe would have confidence going into that game against Livingston this week will be striker David Clarkson, who scored 5 goals over 3 pre-season games. Here's what he had to say on Saturday after his double helped the Saints win a 3-1 game against Stenhousemuir.
Yeah, good to get on the score sheet again. Another run out, another pre-season game. So, you know, it's a kind of, again, a fitness exercise, always good to win. But, you know, it's these games are just to get the, try and get the team gelling together and try and get, you know, into what the gaffer wants you to do and how you want to play. So it's important we kind of keep working hard and progress with every game we play, really.
2 against Stirling, 2 today. You also set up your strike partner, John Sutton. How are you gelling with him?
Yeah, he seems to be doing okay. Obviously, I've worked with Sutton before, so I think it's always a bonus if you're comfortable with a boy that's come in. You know, 2 has worked hard. You know, work hard to the same. You know, score goals and set each other up. So again, you know, it's pre-season. It's great to score goals, but you know, if we can keep working hard and as a team keep working hard, and obviously if being sort of can get a good partnership going, of course, then brilliant, yeah.
How are you feeling so far with 2 games under your belt and the League Cup next week?
Yeah, good. I say we've worked hard for the pre-season. Again, these games are again based towards getting our match fitness and our match sharpness. So it's good to get 90 minutes. You know, it's a progression again to getting your sharpness and your fitness going. So I say it's good. I'm feeling good, feeling sharp, and of course, you know, scoring goals as well. Since you can score goals, then again you get a bit of confidence from that, even though it's pre-season. But you know, ask every striker, they want to score goals as many as they can in pre-season and hopefully that into the league.
Your second goal was something quite special. How did you feel? Did you, when you watched it, you kind of just hit it? How did you feel? Did you know it was going in?
Yeah, it was one of the ones you can, you know, I can see it from the angle it was going in all the way, really. So, yeah, just a, you know, kind of see Birdie kind of coming on it, and there's only one place he can really go is in behind. So I just kind of gambled in behind, and you know, caught it sweet and half volley my left foot. So great wee finish. Yeah, delighted with it, of course. But I think again, we keep working hard and keep grinding down the results, and then hopefully come, you know, start the, obviously the cups first, but we can get these wee, you know, runs going and gelling well together.
And you're now getting a bit of a pre-season. I know last season when you came into St Mirren, you weren't really playing. How important is it to have that game time ahead of the season getting underway?
Of course, you need game time. You know, you can train all you like and play as many 20 games as you like, but if it's not you know, first team football, you know, it is different. You know, you can train as hard as you want, so you know, these are the games you need to get your match sharpness, your match fitness ready, you know, and aim to try and get, you know, yourself a look in for when the season starts. So it's important to, you know, you work hard and we get as many games under the belt as we can.
St Mirren Radio. That was David Clarkson there. Now, Clarkson joined last season, but what kind of impact did he have when he first joined St Mirren?
I think you could see that he really helped take the likes of Lauren Shankland on last season, you know, with his experience and his all-round play. And it helped, you know, Shankland was only really, you know, you had Stephen Thompson was still there, but he wasn't really getting a look in. Clarkson was really good at holding the ball up, and bringing others into the game, the likes of Gallagher and the likes of Shankland. And I think you saw both Gallagher and Shankland's games really improved when Clarkson came in, and he did bring that experience at this level that was really important. He only scored 1 goal, but I think that that wasn't really that important the amount of goal, because he was bringing a lot to the team. I think as a striker he would like to score more goals, and I think you look at how he's done this pre-season, you know, he scored in each of the 3 games that there's been, 5 over those 3 games. So he'll be happy with that. He'll be hoping to take it into the Betfred Cup and into the season as it goes on. But he did bring a lot, you saw last season, which is why he came back.
Do you think having a good pre-season under his belt now that he's been able to get himself even fitter? Because at stages last season, he was being subbed off for Stephen Thompson and he wasn't lasting in the full 90 minutes, but now he's had a full season, sorry, full pre-season. He's got that time, and you know, during the pre-season games that you've been at, he has been playing the full 90 minutes.
Yeah, he has, and I think one of the problems was he didn't really, I don't think he had a great pre-season with Motherwell last season, and then he didn't really get a look in terms of playing, so he didn't have that match fitness. When he came into St Mirren, he was basing himself on training, under-20s games, trying to get himself, and when he was playing, you know, he didn't have that match for that match sharpness from pre-season and from playing games, you know. Coming in January, having not played that much throughout the season, is obviously going to be tough. So I think having that pre-season under his belt will really stand him in good stead, and I think we'll get to see the best of Clarkson this season, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you mentioned there about the best of Clarkson, but he's recently been linked up with John Sutton, who's returned back to the club. You've been able to watch John Sutton and David Clarkson up front and during the pre-season games. How have they been feeding off each other?
I've been really impressed with how quickly they've gelled together, but then you forget that they both played at Motherwell together as well, you know. But they have done really well linking up together. You've seen the way between the two of them, I think they've got 7 goals between them, 8 maybe. It's 8 goals between them over the 3 games. You know, that says a lot, and you know, it was Clarkson who set up Sutton's goal against Stenhouse Muir at the weekend, and I think the two experienced guys there, they work well together. I think that's really important to have a partnership that does work as well together as they have been. And I know John Sutton has looked really quite good as well. You know, Tony Fitzpatrick spoke to me on Saturday after the game and was raving about how well Sutton played, you know, so that's all positive.
Now, aside from John Sutton and David Clarkson, that partnership, Stephen Mallon, you know, he's relatively first choice in the heart of the midfield, but he's had a number of players playing beside him. He's had Rocco Quinn, of course, we signed last season, but St Mirren signed Kyle Hutton. Do you think Mallon can form a relationship better with a Kyle Hutton as opposed to a Rocco Quinn?
No, I wouldn't say any better than a Rocco Quinn. I think the three of them will be integral in the midfield, whether they work as a three in a midfield or if he goes with two. I don't know what Alex Ray's plans will be, but I think it's good to have another partnership. I think Kyle Hutton's a good quality addition for this level. Last season we saw some of the players, you know, there was people that were in and out and there wasn't really a solid midfield pairing. I think what Alex Ray's done is got that, and that's quite important, I think, in the middle of the field to have that, and I think it gives him a few options, you know. Like I say, if he wants to play the three, if he wants to play two, you know, he can rotate who he plays without having to have as much change as there was last season.
Now, of course, Saints also signed a few defenders, Ben Gordon and Gary McKenzie. What can they offer St Mirren?
Well, you see that Ben Ward offer you know, experience in this league. You know, he played with Livingston last season, he played with Alloa, he played with Dumbarton, so he knows this league and he'll bring that. Gary McKenzie, I think, is a fantastic signing. He's been playing down in England for the past couple of years, and he, by all accounts, he really wanted to come home to Scotland. And, you know, he played in this league with Dundee many years ago. He played under Alex Ray. So I think he's a towering defender. He's very tall. He's probably about 6'3", 6'4". So he's going to be a quality addition, I think. So, you know, it's another good partnership with Andy Webster, two experienced guys at the back that will really, I think, stand the club in good stead.
And of course, you've got Scott Gallagher now coming in, and he's trying to fight with Jamie Langfield to try and get that number one jersey in goal. I mean, how do you see that one panning out?
Yeah, well, it's going to be an intriguing battle for the number one jersey. You know, it'll be good to have that competition for that goalkeeping spot, and it'll keep both goalkeepers on their toes. And I know, I thought Jamie had a good season last season, especially after Alex Ray came in. I thought he was really quite solid. And then you've got Scott Gallagher, who was playing at a great Alloa side, but he did really well. So it's good to have competition for places, and I think that's something that Alex Ray's added. I think he's bought really well in the summer. He did mention that it's been difficult. What he has brought has been good, and I think obviously he's still working on bringing in another couple of targets, so I think it does look positive.
Now, aside from all the signings, I'm going to throw a curveball in, but the Youth Academy, he's been looking at that, Alex Ray, over the summer and into the pre-season. He has introduced, you know, some players that we saw last season, likes of Jordan Stewart, Lewis Morgan, Lewis McLear. Can they offer something this season and maybe break into the first team?
I think, well, me and Tony are both in agreement in this. We think that this could be a really big season for Lewis Morgan because since his injury, he's really bulked up. You can see that. He played really well in the bounce game against the Airdrieonians yesterday. So, you know, I think it'll be a big season for him. You know, he ended it well with the goal against Rangers. He's a tricky player. He's got pace, you know. He's got width. And I think that the current team needs that at the moment. So I think he could be the one to step up and stake a claim for a regular place. Also seen over the pre-season, Nathan Flanagan has been introduced as well. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a first team spot for him during, as the season progresses.
Well, thanks very much, James. And there'll be no midweek show next week as we'll bring you all the coverage from the Betfred Cup game between St Mirren and Ayr United. But until then, come on you Saints.
St Mirren Radio.